I'm here, Paige Lawrence. We have Dave here. Yeah. Leah and Bill are both late. Matt is here. Bob Colcutt is here. Steve Franks and Akram. I move to approve the meeting minutes from last week.
I'll second.
Thank you. Updates. Should we start with the street rehab project?
Yeah. Okay. The street rehab, the plans were finalized, and we've already have it advertised for bidding. It's scheduled to have the bid opening is on May 9th, and this way will get us to award the contract by the city council on that May 22nd. So this way the construction can start in summer. So hopefully it'll start in late June, you know, and be finished by July, August. Okay. Any questions on that?
Could you review what's being done with Valley, where we've had all the sinkholes and stuff?
Okay, in the part of the project, we will be doing some curb and gutter where there's damages. And also, if there's any drainage issues, we'll repair. And also some potholes in different street that is not on the rehab list, we will go and remove and replace. Okay. You know, fill the potholes and make sure those sinkholes, like the one on
I think there were really compaction issues and things along those lines, because some of the fill previously done was years ago was not probably appropriate.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, on Valley, we have two options on that in the plans. One of the options is to dig the hole on where the sewer line existing. Let me update what happens. On Valley, we've been having some issues that some areas there is some voids. And we find out that the voids are really where the existing sewer line is. We've checked all the utilities, underground utilities and the wet utilities. There is nothing is leaking. It's everything is dry. But you dig, you find a, you know, cavity. And we did repair a couple of years ago on one location. And then last year we had another location on Valley along the same route. When you dig it, there's a lot of a unclassified material, big rocks and so on and all that. Really, it's not never been compacted well. And so that's why you see that, you know, cavities occurring. Probably over the years, there's some water that went in and made it settled, but there's no leakage from any of the utilities. So in the plans we are doing in the street project, we did two options. The first option, which is the base, is to come in and excavate that hole over the trench. You'd get new material, compact it, and repave it. The other option, because Valley is kind of like, you know, patches, mishmash, and so on, we're going to reconstruct the whole street. So depending on how we're getting the prices and so on, we might end up reconstructing it. Because we're looking at close to 60% of it, it's going to be remove and replace. So it becomes, is it worth it just to 60% and overlay it, or just reconstruct the whole street completely?
Wasn't there some kind of storm drain project on Valley, like in the last two, three years or something? I remember there was some either storm or a sanitary sewer. I thought there was some big utility that went in there maybe in 3 years ago.
Well, I don't recall during my time, been here 7 years now, that there was any utility. Major utility on Valley.
Sinkhole repairs is what you mean.
I remember seeing the pipes and stuff, though. I thought that
might be before that. Might be before that. I'm not really sure, to be honest, when.
I I've heard rumors that there was another sinkhole or collapse or pipe collapse up, just west of Loma somewhere.
On Valley?
Yeah, on Valley. And this is like 10, 12 years ago, something like that.
Possible. But as I said, you know, all the sinkholes or the cavities that we've been noticing right on top where the sewer line is.
Yeah.
Mm. And so that's, and I thought...
You can almost see the straight line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Are our current backfill specs better than we are we inspecting when they backfill?
I hope so, yes.
Good inspection services, you know, when we're installing to make sure they're slurrying or whatever that our spec calls out.
We will do that, definitely, yes. But I mean, you could see there were chunks of asphalt, other, you know, materials in there, and you could tell that was no compaction. And when you dig, you'll see the cavity, and it's the cavity is going at an angle. You start digging more and more and more, and you know. So that's what we're doing on Valley itself. So we have those both options in there. Okay. Any other questions on that?
No. Okay. Let's move on to the street PCI update, project update.
That's the pavement management.
Mm-hmm.
And the city council awarded the contract in March. And we have a company, it's called Marker Geospatial. Geospatial, you know. They will be starting inspection next week.
Is that the Dyna testing?
No.
Oh, different.
No, it'll be just a visual inspection and a PCI, and we'll be preparing the. They will be preparing the reports to be submitted for to OCTA as part of the eligibility package, which is due in end of June.
Is that and covering all the streets or just the major streets?
It will be covering all the streets. All the streets. So we'll have for you in hopefully in May or June the PCI, the pavement management condition index for all the streets as soon as we get the results. All right. Any questions on that?
And you said last time too it was 100% sampling, right?
Yes. That is correct.
100%.
We did 100% for all the streets, and we're doing it also this year, too.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Any other questions? Let's move on to the sewer project update.
Sewer project.
This is the one
we just awarded.
We'll
be awarding it, yes. We did the sewer project, and if you recall... there was a discussion about one of the section of the streets along Santiago Boulevard. Originally, we were there is a water line adjacent to the existing sewer line, and there was some concerns on the separation, the required separation between the two lines, and also. Because of the sewer line is deep, about between 11 to 12 feet, that might jeopardize the stability of the water line. We looked at it, looked at the videos of the sewer line, and we've put also two options in the plans.
One option was a discussion we had last.
Yeah, one of the options is. To do just a small spot repairs where it's needed and realigning it. So we'll remain in the same location, except just small places where it needs to be a portion of the pipe to be replaced. The other option is to realign the sewer line and move it parallel to the water line, and just this way we're required to put in two additional manholes and put new construction. So we did with those two options, and we received one bid.
That's too bad.
And it is going to the city council for award this coming meeting.
We'll which clarify. Is one bid for both.
Yeah.
One company bid on both.
Both alternatives.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it wasn't. They didn't ignore both.
I see.
They just.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's you have to bid on both. You know, the base. There's a base and the optional. So we. It's good. The contract award is going to the city council on April 24th. And the difference in price, it comes out about plus or minus about $120,000 extra to realign. And that's because for the new line and also for the additional manholes and so on. That's the difference in price. So staff is recommending is the relining, the spot repair, and relining it in there, because the relining is will last a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's the condition of the existing sewer there? I mean,
yeah, I mean it's still it's good, except in few places that needs to be taken care of.
And what is it that's wrong with it in those few places?
There is some small crack, and there is a kind of like a. A dip, some yeah. settlement.
Okay, for a couple of sections of
yes,
the pipe.
Yeah. So that's why we're recommending to take care of it.
Do we have any record as to when that sewer line was installed?
That's one of the main lines. It's a long time. I would have to research it, to be honest.
Oh, please.
I don't have any myself off my head. I would have to research it, and most probably it was way before, you know, when it was county, because that line feeds also some of parts of City of Orange.
Okay.
Yeah, it dumps in into that. That is flowing quite a bit.
What's the diameter of it?
It's, I think it's 12 inch.
12, okay.
I think a lot of the discussion last time was about the vertical and horizontal separation requirements. Did we confirm that those were met, or if it's grandfathered in?
Okay. We did go through that and so on.
We went through the health department.
Okay.
Yeah.
At considerable length, they reviewed plans.
Yeah, you said it was pretty deep, so
yes.
I think that there's probably...
Yeah, yeah. The water line here, and mm-hmm. that's, you
yeah.
know... So if there's any break... It'll go down below.
Yeah.
It would go. But anyway, yeah. Yes.
I know that was the hot topic. We
yes.
talked about it last time.
That is
time.
Correct. Yeah. And that's why we put in the two
yeah.
options.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Okay. No.
Let's move on to the trail project update.
All right. The DJ Trail, that's part of the... storm damage that we've from last year's storm.
That's part of the Henderson storm drain repair?
No.
Well,
it's the same time, same set of storms, but different.
Okay.
Correct. And that's the winter storm that occurred in January 2017. And because of the fast flow of the water on that DG trail, it washed some of it, and you know, you see some cavities and even surface. So we did also advertise it, and we got several bids. And so the contract was awarded in March by the city council to a company called Southern California Landscape Inc. And they were the lowest price, and we met with them. We walked the project, and they should be starting sometimes by the end of this month.
Is that the section off of?
It's
Valley
a lot of different locations.
Yeah, it's different locations.
Different locations. Uh-huh. We have on Cerro Villa, we have on Loma, we have on Lemon, and so. A lot of different locations and so on.
Were there any mitigation measures put into the design instead of just putting more DG out there, water bars or a way to divert the water, okay. slow it down? Because that's tough on the steeper streets with DG. I mean, it finds a path and
yeah.
away it goes.
Correct. Mm-hmm. correct. Yeah. In it's very hard to,
yeah,
you know, to divert the water. I mean, when it rains, it's yeah. come in. Mm-hmm. In some steep sections, we're gonna, we're gonna be putting some redwood header, at least to prevent from washing the DG any further. And so
yeah,
on.
I think that's what Dave was getting at. Yeah,
but not. Not everywhere,
yeah.
Because only on steep, steep ones, you know. But it helps, but it doesn't really prevent it completely.
No, yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Any questions?
Nope. All right. Henderson storm drain repair update.
We are currently working with with the design firm.
Yep.
And reviewing some of their estimates that have changed over the time. But we would expect to be going out into bid in May for construction. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Any, well, I guess we don't know what's going on with FEMA. You still haven't heard back.
No, FEMA is they're responsive, but they're non-responsive. They're, you know, it's with legal. You call legal that we can't divulge that. And you call, can I talk to anybody over there? Well, we'll get back to you. They get to us. So FEMA's on a reimbursement basis anyway. So whatever. Even if we, that discussion is going to happen. Even if it's the course of the next couple of years, it's going to it's going to continue. We're going to have to continue and moving forward on this. So we are continuing to move forward, and it's FEMA's frustrating. We'll probably end up appealing their decision and dealing through that logistical process, but. It is sort of, they're like the most non-accountable group I've ever seen. they call you back and I don't have that information. That project's been transferred to so-and-so. We've gone through how many project managers on this one? I'm not kidding. We've gone through five or six projects. And every time you start reacquainting them and they all want to, let me review the file and I'll get back to you. And, like a week later you're calling them back and have you reviewed the file? No, I got another crisis. I've been given my workloads, given this and, so. We've had guys from Wisconsin, New Orleans, et cetera. We've had them all over get reassigned. FEMA just reassigned people over. So it is a very difficult thing, but it is with legal right now. That's what they tell us, and legal refuses to respond because of their legal review, and they reserve the right. So, but staff has told us one thing, and then said, well, look, if you're going to say no, just say no. I mean, don't. Just let us start the process because it's very frustrating. And they don't. We can't commit to saying no. So that's the kind of question, that's the kind of response you get. And you're kind of like, well, And so I'm reluctant to, you don't want to engage other, because we'll need, for instance, we've talked about maybe the appeal process. We don't want to engage in that process or, have any sort of congressional or that sort of engagement. If they're trying to turn around and say yes, you don't want to look like, well, we're pushing you to say yes, and we need to. They know about it, but they said, well, let us know when you hear from FEMA, which it'll be it's a process. I've come to realize it's a process. It's not a decision. It's a, nothing quick.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yes, you're right. I think it's the ultra marathon. There's long ones.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we are moving forward. The bid process will go on in May.
Yep.
Cannon wall was something that you raised, Mayor.
Yeah, we've had, I don't know what the history is. I guess whether there was a collapse of a natural embankment, and that was subsequently, we put in some kind of a stacking wall system, retaining wall system, or whether that was installed by a homeowner or a contractor in the past. But anyway, this thing has failed twice.
Whereabouts on Cannon is it?
Is it by Mesa?
There is a tall stack wall in there. Is it
off Cannon?
Do we know who's? Is it in the street right away, or is it on private property?
Yeah, street right away. It's at it's cities.
It is the cities.
Correct.
Did the city build it initially?
Initially, I'm not really sure, but when it fell, I know that we have a plans when it was reconstructed. So the city reconstructed it, and it is then, I'm assuming, since we did it, and I think we got, we went through FEMA at that time, if I'm not mistaken. So we got reimbursed partially for it. So it is our responsibility, it's ours.
Well, especially if it's in the city right of way. I mean, if it was a private party, they wouldn't build it on the city right of way.
No,
so it's...
Where is it on the map?
Is it north of Serrano? It's right near Serrano, right? Where Serrano goes east?
It's...
That one there?
Yeah, right in here.
They're doing some work in there right now.
That is correct.
Is that the private owner doing some work up above there?
The private, yes.
They've got
originally
a section of
wall
out.
Originally, you wanted to put in a pool.
Yeah.
And we had, you know, we've required a lot of stuff from them because we were worried about the disturbing the fabric that goes inside in the grading. So finally, he ended up... you know, dropping the pool, and he's only building a small guest house in there.
That's interesting. So the system for that wall, I mean, if that, I'd like to see where that wall is relative to the right-of-way line, because that's got a system behind it quite a ways, right? You've got to excavate way back, you've got to get rock and fabric. Yeah. Is all of that within the street right-of-way, you wonder?
No, the fabric, it's, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it is within the private property. Mm. But the wall itself... it's within the public right of way, but when they grade, yes, they put in the
tie backs
and the fabrics all the way inside.
But there's tie backs like the city right of way is here or here?
It's, if I'm not mistaken, city right of way is someplace right in here.
Oh, in the middle.
So there is this. A fabric and so on, it is within, there is some in their property, yeah. Mm. But I can pull the plans and verify that if anybody is
normally
interested.
Get an easement for anything, you know, anything that supports the wall that's needed for the wall, you need an easement back here for all this
stuff. I don't want to, because this has been a long time, I'm not really sure if they have any easement or if there is, it's a restricted easement. But he was planning to do, he was planning to put in the pool way far from any of that fabric and so on. But we were worried about the discharge from the pool, you know, on the wall.
And there was a drain system put in? Well, you have to look at the plans, but we think there's a good drain system that was put in? Sub-drain?
Yes, my understanding there is...
gravel and a pipe down there.
In here. And also there's a V-ditch in there.
And it's all functioning, maintained, we hope.
But there is a failure of the wall?
I have not seen any failure. Have you seen...
My recollection it was that the wall has failed twice. Since it was initially constructed. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to put out, you know, is there some way that we can just monitor, maybe, you know, put some stakes out, just
you could
periodically check, you know, every couple of years, is everything
stable? You could certainly set up a monitoring program for it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would that be a big deal, or?
What would that entail? Would it entail...
Well, you go out and do a baseline survey, so you set up control points in an area that you know are out of the... If things are moving, you want to set your control points out of that area, and that's probably not too hard to do, set them across the street. And then you do an initial read on the wall. These days you could use a laser scanner, or you could shoot it conventionally, but you'd set some monitoring points on the wall that were going to stay, and then you come back and monitor it at some interval, kind of depending on the level of concern. If it's...
So is there
mild concern, you could monitor it annually and check the deltas over time, or
is there a natural movement expected, or is it just sort of like, is there a degree of threshold thing? If it moves beyond this, it's a warning, or if it's just, I mean, I don't know how that works.
I think it would depend on how long it's been there, right? You might expect more movement after it's built, but it should settle out after a while.
I think initially you would expect that to be a little larger, but then after that it should taper off.
Yeah.
How long has that wall been there?
The new wall, I think it's about at least 12 years?
So it's probably done its initial
12, 15 years.
Shouldn't be moving.
I mean, and I'm not really sure if they have put in any inclinometers in there, because if one of, that's another form of installing inclinometers and see if it is moving or not. You know, but again, it's
kind of, I think the level of effort you put into it is your level of concern that it's moving and it's becoming a problem. So if it's really a concern, yeah, maybe you monitor a little more frequently to start. And if it looks like it's fairly stable, then you
what,
back
what's
off
the ballpark cost of something? Just
I don't know. Something like, how many feet of wall is it? 500 or less?
It's less than 500.
Yeah.
Less than 500.
It's probably a couple thousand per monitor. Two or three thousand per, you know, a little bit more on the initial one to get it set up, but then once you go back out, it's just reshooting, setting up on your initial baseline and shooting your monitor points and getting out of there. So, and you kind of track it on a spreadsheet, track your deltas, see which way it's moving, X, Y, and Z.
Wouldn't you need also a geo person to check it?
Well, I'd give him the monitoring report. Yeah. And, you know, here's, you know, the surveyor tells them how much it's moving. That's about all they do, right? Here it moved. And then it's up to them to decide. Yeah.
When you say it's failed, I mean, what type of failure are we talking about?
My understanding, it fell down.
It fell down.
All I know is what
it
I read.
It fell down long time ago.
A century over the years. So.
But again, I mean, it's it was reconstructed, redesigned and reconstructed.
Redesigned, huh?
Yeah.
And filled again?
Well, the ones that has been installed, the latest one, which is 15 years ago, plus or minus, I mean, I didn't see any failure in it. But as the mayor mentioned, is previously it fell, you know, and what type of wall at that time was, I'm not really sure. I don't know what is, was it just a regular wall or what?
Can we confirm if it's failed since it was redesigned and rebuilt and then come back to this topic?
Because if it's... We know the last design and that has not failed.
So, but it doesn't mean it's not moving. I think that point of the mayor is...
Yeah, my understanding is, you know, just from my recollections of reading the articles in the Century was that it was quite expensive for this. The city took a big hit on it.
Hmm.
You don't want to have another, I guess, incident like that.
No.
Is there visible signs of something happening with it now? Is that why it's become a concern?
No, it's just that, you know, it's failed at least once.
Okay.
Perhaps twice. And it's like, okay, what's going on up there? Let's keep an eye rather than waiting for it to totally fail again. Maybe,
monitor's not a bad idea. Yeah, it's not a super expensive thing to do, and you can kind of track it if you wanted to do that.
Well, I guess the question is, would it be prudent or not, or is it unnecessary?
I think it depends on if there's any current concern over it, if there's some signs that things are moving a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to take a tour to it? Maybe that's, well, then we'll have a...
Well, I guess we're talking about it.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah.
Why don't we plan to follow up on it next meeting? Let's talk about it, and we'll talk about maybe taking a tour.
Let's take the dog.
And maybe you can take a look at it. Because it sounds like we just don't have enough information to make a decision.
Yeah, we can track it on the radar here.
All right, moving on to work plan development. Last meeting, we did talk about doing a city infrastructure tour. We can try to schedule one. I was thinking if we wanted to, we could try and do it maybe in this time that we usually meet, like a 7:30 to 8:30 on a Thursday. Anybody have any thoughts or opinions?
You guys are the busy guys.
Well, I thought there was a concern about not having the formal...
Well, it's up to you. I mean, there's a couple ways you can do this. I was talking to another city and said, what do you guys do? And what they did was identified sites, and then they shared it with their group, like their equivalent of in this group at committees elsewhere. So they identified 5 or 6, 7 or 8, whatever the number of sites were, and they handed them out to each of them and said, you know, these are yours, and you guys go, you want to go look at them, and here are the, you know, they bulleted concerns or issues about each of those sites, so that they would be, you know, and then they sort of regrouped in that way, because they had too many, they were having too difficult a time to try and coordinate everybody's schedule. And if you stop at one time and you end up like having a half an hour conversation about one place, there goes your schedule and you're all, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how they remedied that. So there's one way we all go around together, but then you get into this, okay, and we're back in, we gotta go, you know, that kind of, or you schedule a full, you know, whatever day or whatever you want to do, which your schedules is a challenge, and then, or you just, we give you sort of list of things that we believe, or, and you guys add to it or whatever, and we all make a point of individually, because you all live here, go look, check, or go together. As long as you don't go more than three of you at a, you know, in a grouping, you can all go, hey, you know. So kind of we can handle this a number of different ways. Mm-hmm. And I know it's hard enough for you guys to get here on a weekday, so I understand. And even, you know, weekends and you're out of town and traveling and you're traveling. So I respect that. So whatever works for you, we can try and accommodate. Okay. I think it's probably good to see everything.
Yeah, I do too. I think we're going to learn a lot if we can get out and look at some of the stuff.
As an alternative, maybe the three of us could go out and, you know, identify some sites, go out and take a look, take photos, and then provide each of the other members with, you know, our photos, maps, and any observations we have, and what, you know, what might they might want to be looking at.
That's exactly what they did, as a follow-up. When they gave those sites, they all reconvened, and they all were brought notes about those sites.
Yeah.
So, like, for instance, what you're suggesting, we would give our notes, and you guys would go out and say, oh, yeah, I also noticed this or that or whatever when you visit. And then you do it on your own time. If you want to do it like a half an hour increment, yeah, you're good, you know.
Yeah.
That's probably a good way to do it, Mayor. I think that's a great suggestion.
That's a good idea.
We can do that. The three of us can do something, and then we can schedule something. Cause
probably knock a lot of it on the weekends.
We can do it on the weekend.
Yeah, you guys can do it. Or, you know, or say, hey, I'm going to go look up this part, or, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grab a cup of coffee and say, Paige, let's go look at this. And you know, or even pull the mayor and say, hey, look, Mayor, can you come up and you had this on your site? Come up and explain this one to us or something, because you may look at notes and say, I don't follow that, or we looked at it, we don't see this, but you know.
Yeah, we can also show how to get to the sites. You know,
Well, no, I think that's that actually works, because then, you know, that's, like I say, it worked on their schedule and they found it to be really a lot more productive and quicker.
Yeah.
Because people were able to get to their sites after the, you know, you sort of identify. And anything else came up, there's always that, oh yeah, you guys missed this. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
And type of thing. So why don't we go ahead and do that? The three of us will set something up.
Yeah, probably and before then, the next meeting, maybe. Well, is that possible?
We'll try and get some. I don't think it's a problem, but I just don't want to.
Okay.
I don't want to commit for his schedule. Please. But we'll figure out something.
Okay, great.
Cool.
All right, any other questions about the tour? No? Let's move on to the infrastructure management plan.
This is these three were part of the original commission, I guess, of the direction from the city council to develop these. And they were on the first agenda, and they've sort of been pushed about sort of what are we looking, you know, time frame, what are we trying to do? And I know Leah was pretty adamant about we should, you know, keep pushing these, and I don't know if she wants to be part, I don't know what you want to do, but these have been sort of pushed off, and I would like to kind of get some, what's a plan, a work plan or something, and time frame, because I know that was the original, when they set up, the council set up this committee, that was part of the original charge to this committee to set these, to address these three items, item two, three, and four.
Okay.
Mayor, you, anything else?
The idea being that, you know, we wouldn't develop the plan, we'd, you know, put together an RFP, send it out, and have a consultant put it together, but we'd be looking at, you know, what, for example, a pavement, what kind of preventive maintenance should we be looking at, what schedules, what should be criteria for evaluating when to do a slurry seal and so forth. How frequently should we be looking at every street and doing work on every street? I know I've talked to a couple other cities, Fountain Valley and Los Alamitos, and they do repair on their streets every 8 years, every street. And you know, what should be our frequency? Certainly, there should be different frequencies on the more heavily traveled streets rather than the residential streets, but we have some streets that have, as far as we can tell, have not been touched since they were constructed. For example, the mayor's or the Bill Nelson's street, it does not appear, I can't see records since it was originally constructed in 61. And it's, you can see a lot of, the asphalt's pretty much gone. It's just, you know, just a surface of rubble. no cracks, no structural failures yet, but we want to maintain that street so that we don't have to do a structural repair. So how do we go about doing that? What's the schedule? What's the process? And that's what the plan would help provide us guidance on, so that we can, you know, so that the city council can consider this and properly budget for street maintenance.
Thoughts?
Yeah, I'm looking at your, this was the staff report that yes. to the city council. I think it does, you know, detail out exactly a good, you know, workaround, you know, developing the work plan and not only the payment, but all the utilities, right? Yeah. You want the same kind of recommendations yeah. for the utilities. And so we can maybe follow this as our yeah. starting point.
Have we ever had any of these plans done before, or would this be the first time we're doing this? Like, do we have anything we can build off of, or is this, we're starting from square one here?
Other cities have developed.
Other cities have. Yeah. But we have not.
Yeah.
All right.
On the pavement management, we do have a pavement management plan.
Well, it's really,
yeah.
The pavement management plan is really, as I understand it, more, you know, which streets are we going to repair, mm-hmm. this, you know, for the next 2 years?
It's a master plan that gives you the, it's an assessment of the condition of the pavement, and it give you a, you know, you run it for a 7 year program. Now remember, it's also for a budgeting purposes, and it's a master plan. Then it becomes the staff and the city is to look at the availability of the funds and also try to look to a design level. That's why we have every 2 years we have we come up with a list of streets that needs to be taken care of from slurry seal, from reconstruction or paving. You know, again, it's kind of like my philosophy is that right now we're kind of right in here. We need to take care of our streets in order to lift them up and increase the PCI. And, you know, that's why you see a lot of the projects is doing an overlays rather than just slurry all the streets. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, makes them look good. But by doing a overlay, now you're improving the streets, and this way you can have after that a regular cycle of slurry seal for all the streets, because they'll be at a condition where they can accept and it's good to slurry seal them. But a lot of streets in the city, we don't have that. And also the other way, you know, look at it is in addition to those streets, like to do areas. So this way, even though we're doing street A and B in this area, that's overlay street C, all it needs is slurry seal. So we include it as a slurry seal, so this whole neighborhood is complete. So this way, when you come in on the second cycle, you do all of them the same improvement, so on. That's why we had these, if you notice, the previous street projects, we had that combination, and also this year, which is also having similar to those things, increasing some of those streets that has low PCI, and then also. And I think if I'm not mistaken, previously we provided the committee with a map of all the streets that's been completed and the ones that's to be done. And, you know, there are different colors, so you see where this is. So, I mean, we can expand on that in order to have that, is to expand it for more years so you can see that how much we're covering.
I think if I'm not mistaken, what Mayor is saying is that payment management plan is obviously the technical, the more accurate observation. But I think he's talking, if I'm not mistaken, again, you'll correct me, but kind of like a policy, this work plan would say, well, okay, how often do you get a consultant mm-hmm. to update that payment management plan? What is the right, maybe, duration to have somebody go redo the PCIs or, you know, do the payment, you know, that kind of stuff. I don't think we're, you know, this group is not going to be able to do any better job than the payment management plan that your consultant is doing right now. But I think, you know, just looking at more of the policy, you know, and maybe you have the policy, but I don't know if it's written anywhere.
Not in written, but it's more of, that's why I'm explaining what is the policy is, you know, more of.
And what would be really helpful, though, if you can maybe, like, get it from City of Orange or something. I'm sure City of Orange has this type of document. You know, it would be a good go-by for us to look at it. And then maybe review, you know, like on the payments. I think the city is already handling it, but I think we just want to sort of see how often you need to do this kind of, you know, updates. And, you know, is there a I guess you can't really find a mechanism, but how do you jive the available funds with those? I mean, is there some kind of a system that we can, you know, come up and help the mayor and the city council to be able to review those, you know, maybe on a periodic basis? I don't know exactly what's happening, you know, right now, but I'm thinking maybe you're asking that kind of stuff. The more exposure maybe for the city council and the mayor to see, you know, how often this thing has been done.
Yeah, kind of like, what is our long-term strategy for maintaining our streets? You know, how, rather than just, you know, just a drive-by and a, you know, we'll fix these streets because they're falling apart. How do we maintain the streets so they don't fall apart? How do we keep them structurally intact over time?
Do we have contacts that we can reach out to at the City of Orange or something so that we can get copies maybe of what they have or what even they put out as an RFP?
Well, not just Orange. I mean, I think there's some other really good plans in the county that we could reach out to that are... Yeah. Orange is maybe not as some elements they are, some not, but I mean, you get different flavors from different cities. Mm-hmm. Some are much more aggressive. Some of the South County cities are much more aggressive. They're newer and they've got plans. And so we can check. We've got contacts all over.
Can we agree to make that a priority at the next meeting to bring those and maybe look over them and maybe put a calendar up and kind of lay out a plan of attack for how we want to approach this and a schedule for us to get this done?
Yeah, I think since I've been on this committee since we started, you know, I come in this meeting wondering, you know, what altitude we should be flying at. Mm-hmm. And we're all nerdy engineers that love to get down in the weeds, right? We can talk about waterline clearances to sewers all day. That's what we do. But I think we need to be cognizant of, you know, what is our highest and best use to serve the city? Mm-hmm. Probably at a little bit higher level than getting, you know, down in the weeds in individual projects, but more on, you know, the initial orientation. You know, we learned a lot about our budgeting, which is fairly limited. We've got this much budget, we've got this many things to do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I might suggest that one of our highest and best uses is helping the city prioritize with the money that we do have. Mm-hmm. One person might think it's all about the streets, but then we've got sewers that are crumbling, and if the sewer crumbles, you're not going to have a street. And maybe at a little bit higher level, we can help with some of that prioritization and higher level.
Part of it is how can we most cost effectively maintain our infrastructure. You know, just going in and repairing what breaks, you know, repairing a street once it's beyond repair. Or replacing a street once it's beyond repair. That's the most expensive route. You know, how can we proactively maintain our streets so that we minimize our maintenance costs or limit our maintenance costs? And just from the perspective of city council, typically you're not going to have an engineer on the city council. You know, I'm not an engineer. We don't have any engineers now. We need guidance from a group like this to tell us, okay, this is... You know, this is what's really important. This is how much you really should be budgeting. You know, to keep, if we're going to keep, for example, our streets or our sewers up to snuff.
And keep the major failures from clobbering us. You know, I mean, that's really what we need to do is, what's laying out there in the grass that's really going to...
Yeah, and also, you know, what other Henderson storm drains are out there?
No, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's a perfect example. Yeah.
All right. So. And I also think there's probably something that can happen where we prioritize of these three, infrastructure, pavement, and evaluating the GIS system, what's most important for us to focus on right now? Because based on budget, you might not be able to do one all in 1 year or 2 years. So I think that moving forward, like I said, it's probably best we get maybe some examples for next meeting that we can all look at and kind of then talk about what is a priority, like you said. And then, like I said, create a plan of attack to move forward and kind of get ourselves on a schedule we can hold ourselves accountable to.
Yeah, I like the idea of looking at other cities' infrastructure or pavement management plans and sewer management maintenance plans and stuff. Rather than reinvent the wheel, we can just copy it. And
exactly. The best engineers copy. No one ever told you guys that? All right, any other comments on that? I think we know what we're doing.
Okay, so we'll treat 2, 3, and 4, we'll get you copies.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Anything else? Let's try and determine our next meeting date.
Yeah, that's, you guys are the hardest group I've ever seen to kind of, you know, and then obviously you get a meeting scheduled and, oh yeah, by the way, I've got a plane change or this or that or whatever. So if there's some sort of schedule that would, you know, 2 to 3 weeks from now, if we can meet, that would be great.
Have we talked about trying to set up more of a standing time and date?
We did, and then everybody fell apart. Said,
yeah.
You know,
what was that initially? Was it the
Thursday morning seemed to work the best, but nobody sort of seemed, well, the first Thursday, the second Thursday, nobody could agree to the day because you guys, you know, it depends on what your assigned project list is, right? Any day you're going to, but if we could sort of agree that in 2-3 weeks sometime, maybe on a Thursday like this, we can, I don't know if that works.
Could we do Thursday the 10th? I mean, Thursdays work for me.
Is the 10th like 3 weeks out?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, like on 10th, I will be.
Unfortunately, we don't have the Cabarras here either, so we have to check with them. So if we could set up something tentative, maybe a different, if the 10th doesn't
work. 17th or 3rd I'm here.
17th is good.
Or 3rd I'm here, if we want to accept it.
17th works for me. Mayor? Let's try that tentatively.
Good for me.
Mayor, okay, and I will shoot a note to the Cabarras. Everybody, you guys all just agree or not. Although something came up, because I did confirm just now that they had both acknowledged and accepted the meeting this morning, so something must have come up, and hopefully it's nothing serious. It's just a project. So, and is 7:30 work for everybody? Is that workable for everybody? And I appreciate you guys, because I know you start work late, and it means you have to go face traffic and all that stuff.
It's okay.
Okay.
7:30, right. May 17th.
All right. I'll send that out.
I move to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
All right.
Okay. Thank you all very much.
Mayor, I need to...